It's time now to take a journey into getting healthier and living a life that feels better and functions better. It's time to maximize your health with Dr. Eric Ashburn.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to Maximize Your Health Radio. I'm your weekly health coach, Dr. Eric Ashburn. We have a lot of information to cover this week. It's the new year. We have a lot of super health stuff we have to accomplish this year, right? We have to be the healthiest people that we know and educate the people we know how to be healthier. So I'm going to get into some top trending health topics. And the biggest one I'm going to get into first is gut health and microbiome, because it's a major topic. There's so many companies out there trying to sell probiotics to people online. But basically, it's just showing that composition of our gut bacteria influences digestive health. But more importantly, for guts working correctly, our immune system works better, our mood is more elevated, and our weight is managed more easily. So it's so important to get your gut right. There's so many other factors to that too, but getting your gut right is so very important. Now, I could get into how to, you know, decrease leaky gut, how to increase microbiome, what food you should eat. But I'm going to focus on it a little bit differently this week, because, you know, there's some research out there that shows conclusively that there's other ways to get a better other than just eating healthier or taking more supplementation or eliminating toxins. There's things that may even work better than that. And I had a patient come into my office last week and they had gut health issues. You can see on x-ray they had many blotchy areas in their gut, and that's basically digestive gas, right? So it means their colon is moving the food slowly through your digestive system. It isn't moving it through as efficiently as it should be, and bacteria is allowed to kind of chew on it, right? Give it more time to break it down and digest it. But the more time bacteria has working on the food, which is in your intestines, the more digestive gas it produces. So if you're gassy, right? You know, if you're gassy, if you're bloated, if you have issues where your gut always feels off, you have food sensitivities, it may not be the food you're eating. I mean, that plays a role, but it may not be fully the food you're eating, or, you know, you're not doing enough supplements or not trying to eliminate toxins. It could have something to do with your nervous system, believe it or not. So this patient I had in my office, I looked at their spine, and their spine was very damaged. There's a lot of, ultimately, it should be perfectly straight on a film from the front or back. And when it's not perfectly straight, it's curved, deviated, and then eventually comes degenerative arthritis and breakdown, and then bone spurs develop over time. And as those bone spurs form, you start to get symptoms. It starts to hurt. So remember that, right? You don't get pain when your spine's out of position, putting pressure on nerves. You get pain when it breaks down far enough to create degeneration, disc issues, herniations, bulges, or bone spurs. And that's arthritis. And arthritis is your friend, believe it or not. I know people, I say that in my office a lot. They think I'm crazy. But it's your friend. It's trying to stabilize a very unstable area of your spine and keep it running better, not perfect, but try to keep it running better. But this person had their spine curving and there's arthritic damage developing in that area, and their digestive issues just laterally, just to either side of the spine where the colon was really ballooned out. You can see it was full of gas. It was ballooned out much bigger than it should be. And ultimately they had digestive issues and food sensitivities, which they're trying to chase down through eating better, eliminating foods, and trying to take probiotics. Now, I tell people over time, you'd have to eliminate, like, every year more and more food in order to feel comfortable, to feel like you have good energy, that you don't have extra, you know, pressure inside your gut. And it's impossible to really arrive at a better functioning gut doing it that way. So this person, I looked at it and I told her, I said, your spine is playing a huge role in how your gut's functioning. And there's this research here. It says, for many people struggling with digestive issues, the answer may be actually hidden in the nervous system. And I feel it's very cool research because this is what I see in my office every day. And this may come as a shock because doctors typically focus on the stomach and intestines when diagnosing and treating digestive problems. So if you go to a gastroenterologist, they're going to look for inflammation. They're going to look for disease. And they're going to look for disease that they can easily see. Because imagine 100 years from now, they'd be able to see disease even easier. But the diseases they can see now, if they don't see it with your testing, they're going to say you're fine. You know, just eat less gluten, less dairy, and you'd be perfect. But basically, It isn't about eating less gluten and less dairy. There could be some other compromise in there. So the idea of compromised nervous system, it begins to make sense once you look at digestive health from a more holistic perspective. And if you look at your spine, if it's shifted, it's called spinal misalignment, but it's shifted out of normal position, it'll restrict communication between organs and nervous system. Now, it's real important to understand that because your brain controls your organs. And everybody learns that in elementary school. But if you really break it down, if you break it down to its core, you look at it and say your brain controls every aspect of how your organs work. So if you took the nerve, which comes if you have your brain communicating downward through the spinal cord and a nerve branches off your spinal cord and goes to part of your colon, if you took that nerve and cut it off completely, there'd be a bunch of stuff that would go wrong, but that portion of colon and that area of your digestive system would shut down completely. Not only would it shut down completely, it'd be unable to support life. So it would start dying, it would start necrosing, it would start rotting and decaying. It's a disgusting thought. I get it. But the deal is if you lose nerve function between your brain, spinal cord, and nerves going to any organ in your body, the organ does not work as well as it was designed. I bring up Christopher Reeves quite often on the radio show because he's kind of the poster boy for this. You know, if you don't know him, he played Superman back in the 80s, in 70s and 80s. And he was a very healthy guy, good looking guy. And he fell off a horse down in, I think, Long Island, fell off a horse and hit his chin on the ground. It snapped his head back and he broke the top bone in his neck. It's called your atlas bone. He broke that bone. And when he broke it, his neurologist came on TV shortly after and said he lost 80% of what his brain was trying to send to his body to allow his body to run, heal, and function. So he lost 80% of that altogether. So everybody who knew Christopher Reeves saw him paralyzed. He was in a wheelchair. He couldn't move at all. He could just move his eyes and he could type that way by that a computer that could see his eye motion. But he had no movement below there. And so he fell off this horse. It was real easy to understand. He broke that top bone in his neck. He couldn't move because that's what we commonly think happens when you break your spine. But just as much as his body couldn't move, his organs internally shut off as well. So he lost lung function completely. His lungs couldn't work anymore. His heart went into an immediate arrhythmia. So he needed a pacemaker put into his heart so it could beat normally. His digestive processes, right? Digestive processes run by your brain. The information was cut off at the brainstem, right at the base of the skull, and it could not bring the information to his digestive tract anymore. So he had to go in and do a colostomy. They had to cut out a big portion of his colon and put a bag on him so that he would eventually go poo, you know, go to the bathroom into that bag. And he was going very, you know, infrequently because his digestive tract wasn't moving. So he lost 80%. He only had 20% of the function reaching his digestive tract. Thank God. I don't know anybody who has only 20% reach in their digestive tract. That'd be pretty bad. But for a lot of people, if your spine becomes altered in its position, it can cut off 10, 20, you know, 30% function to that area. And then it can create things that look like digestive issues. As a matter of fact, the majority of diseases I see in my office, if I do an x-ray and look where the nerves are that go to these organs or systems that are diseased, you can see damage at the spinal level, putting pressure on the nerve or spinal cord that'd be running that area. So I feel it's so cool to understand this process because so many people, you get a problem, you go to your doctor, and you get put on a medication. And there's no medication that solves an issue completely. If that was the case, that means you were probably low in that medication. That's why you got that issue in the first place, right? No one ever gets ear infections because they forgot to take their antibiotic that day. No one ever has headaches because they forgot to take their Excedrin that day. Same thing as no one ever gets cancer because they forgot to take chemo that day. You have to change your way of thinking and view it differently. So many people feel they're fine until they have symptoms. They go to the doctor, get put on a medication, and then it'll solve everything. Well, there was weakened function to begin with that led to that disease process that made you want to go to your doctor and get put on medication. Now, I'm not saying medication isn't necessary at times, right? It can save your life. But it's also like calling the fire trucks to your house. You got a fire in your kitchen, call the fire trucks to your house. They're going to probably put out that fire for you. And that's a great thing, right? That's what medication does. It puts out that fire, stops that disease from continuing down the path and ending up killing you. But there's tons of stuff you need to fix after the fire department comes to your house. Sometimes they poke holes in your walls, break your windows. They saturate your home with water. So you have to get all that taken care of. So there's always impact from the medications or surgeries or treatments you have to recover from. And it's better off not to go down that road to that place where you're that damaged. So I feel it's so important to figure out how to get better. The best thing you can do, really, I mean, if you have gut issues, now most patients have gut issues, they've chased after a number of ways, different ways of eating, right? And that's good to eat healthier, no doubt about it. Different ways of eating, different supplementation, eliminating certain foods, different diet protocols, but they're not that much better. They still have these digestive issues. If they eat anything outside of that range of things that they're currently eating, that which keeps them somewhat comfortable, then they bloat right out again. So they're not really healing. It's always right on the edge of you know their food there. So if they eat beyond that edge, it comes back and bloats. So one of the things I'll really encourage you to do is just simply, it's real simple. I tell patients come to my office and I'll just take an x-ray. You take an x-ray and look at that lower spine or even up in your neck, and you can see how your spine is damaged, or if it's torqued, or if it's curved, or if there's decay, degeneration, if it's anything that's going on in there that would cause nerve interference between your brain and your body, it's so important to see that. So you do a film, we can easily see what's going on. And then, you know, I treat adults, and I say you're an adult, you can decide what you want to do about it. Of course, I'd suggest some level of corrective care to put it back to a proper position, take the pressure off that nerve. It's almost like flipping a switch on your breaker box. Get that nerve running better, because quite often I see patients much better, digestively better, you know, otherwise better. They tell me they don't get sick anymore. Their immune system works better. When your nervous system works better, every function in your body has a chance to run better. I believe this is the missing link for so many health conditions that people have that they're trying to manage through medication, trying to manage through eating differently, exercising more, whatever it is. You know, if you get that nerve pressure to be removed, your body's going to run better. There's a very smart person who once said that your body doesn't need any help to be healthy, right? Doesn't need any medication, doesn't need any supplements, doesn't need anything extra to be healthy. It just needs no interference that would stop it from running correctly. So if you're running perfectly to begin with, no medication, no supplement, nothing's going to help you be healthier. And that's a real cool concept, where your body has 100% capacity to be perfectly healthy as long as nothing's interfering or blocking that information from reaching its targets. So I encourage people to get that checked out, because your brain is the place where that information starts from, where it stems from. All thoughts, all sensations, all health, all how your body runs comes from your brain, travels up to your brain and down from your brain, and it goes to every organ, every cell, and every tissue in your body. Dr. Jack Wolfson, he's a well-known cardiologist, he said your nervous system influences every cell in your body. So every cell in your body is touched or influenced by your nervous system. And he was describing the cardiovascular system, and as every cardiovascular patient that comes to see him, go get their neck, their upper back and lower neck checked out, because these areas are the areas that run the heart, lungs, the entire cardiovascular system. So he has that checked out first, gets that area looked at first. So this way, when they do medication or anything else he may put them on, it'll work that much better, because they have that much more function getting to that area. So it doesn't matter if you have blood pressure issues, the research just shows that gets better with care. Headaches, you know, thyroid issues, glandular issues, digestive issues, immune system issues, any issue you have in your body, if there's any lack of communication between your brain and that system, it can never run well. No matter what you give it, no matter how you work on it, no matter how you go about it. So one of the things I'm going to do this week is I'm going to encourage you to get that taken care of. Now, if you don't live, I'm in the Fishkill, New York area. So if you're not in the Fishkill, New York area, you know, give our office a call. We'll find you someone where you live. But if you're in the Fishkill, New York area, I'm going to do something. And that's for the first 5 radio listeners whose calls, I'm going to give you a chance to come in and do our entire exam process for free. It's a chiropractic clinic, very advanced chiropractic care. We work with our Olympic teams and many very cool pro athletes. Basically, we'll let you do our entire exam process, get x-rays, our nerve scans, all follow-up. So you get to meet with me after this so we can go over your films and results. And we'll go over exactly what care you would need to get better if you need care. So I never force anybody into care if they don't need it, that's for sure. And it's always a patient's decision. But basically, once you see the information in front of you, it gives a great amount of tools and understanding what you can do to be healthier and have a body that works much better. So just give us a call. The first 5 people call, we'll set you up at a time and we'll do the x-rays, the whole exam process, the doctor's report. That's when I sit down with you and review your history, go over all the findings with you and the care that would be necessary, the care that would be necessary for you to be healthy and start you moving forward. So the phone number is 845-896-1200. And just give us a call, leave us a message, because we'll get back to you tomorrow morning or tomorrow someday, you know, morning or afternoon, and set up that appointment time. Typically, it's in the morning, though. Someone will reach out to you and set up a time for you. And we have a timestamp. We can see if you're one of the first five callers. We'll get back to you. So give us a call to 845-896-1200 or 845-896-1200. And I'd be real happy to meet you. My radio listeners are my favorite people in the world. Be able to sit down with you, go over what's going on with you. Hopefully it's perfect, but if it's not, a plan on how to make you healthier. Okay, so I was watching this documentary not too long ago, and it was on this actor. His name is Roddy McDowall. Some of you may remember him. He was, I guess, a child TV star, movie star, and then afterwards he acted well into his 70s, and then he passed away in the 1980s. But he filmed on a video camera. I guess he was into filming stuff, and he filmed like his backyard. He had a house in Malibu, California. It was right on the beach, and he did tons of filming. Now, this was 1965, so he had to have a pretty decent camera. It's probably the size of a, you know, computer on his back, but still a decent camera. And he filmed all the celebrity friends in his backyard. He had a back patio. He was right on the beach, so it was a great location. And everybody from Kirk Douglas, Robert Redford, Paul Newman, all the female stars, they were all hanging out back there. And it was very casual. They're just having a great time. Number one, they're all talking and communicating. You know, it looked like they're having a fun time. They weren't on cell phones. 1965, there were no cell phones. They weren't on devices. It seemed like they're capable of communicating very, very well. Number two, and this isn't positive, but we could spin it for sure. They're pretty much all smoking. You know, they're just all smoking. It was in the height of cigarette marketing, and pretty much everybody smoked back then, 1965. So they're all sitting there smoking and enjoying and talking to people. You know, they're eating food, they're drinking coffee, they're drinking Budweiser and Schlitz and all these disgusting beers, in my opinion, not to offend anybody, but they're doing this. But every person that was there was thin. Even the people that were a little bit overweight, the people who now you can imagine would be probably 300-400 pounds, that a very minor amount of weight in their body, but everybody was pretty much thin. You know, everybody was wearing swimsuits, just hanging out. And it was a mix of older people, like in their 50s, 60s, 70s, down to younger people. And everybody was thin and fit. And the thing about that, it caught my attention. I was really focused on it because I've done tons of research on why we hold so much weight now. I don't think we eat that much more food. And they didn't really focus on nutrition back then. They didn't focus on eating healthy. Now it's such a trend. Everybody, you know, everybody knows diets. Everybody knows what you should be eating. Keto, carnivore, everybody knows that stuff. But back then, they were just eating whatever food was available, right? So you're eating a dinner, protein, you know, maybe pasta, whatever you want to eat. So everybody ate everything. Now, secondly, people were much more just athletic. They're running up and down the beach. They didn't seem winded. They're playing volleyball on the beach, and everybody was having a great time. They're flexible. You can tell how they're moving with more flexibility. And so something was very different then. And I challenge you, right? Think about it. What was so different then that kept them leaner? They move more, no doubt about it. They're, you know, just hanging out there. But maybe moving more was a byproduct of feeling better, right? Maybe it wasn't they just move more because they're more focused on activity. Maybe they weren't focused on it at all. Maybe they're just focused on hanging out with their friends and moving more. So I don't think it was really being more active. They were active back then, but you can be active now. It's not a big deal. What's going on truly, and I've researched this for a long time, is our food supply has become very damaged. It really has. So back in the early 90s, they passed new legislation that allowed genetically modified foods. Nowadays, we have biologically engineered food, which is even more dangerous, but they had genetically modified food, so GMOs. So if you look on a product you buy in a store, it says no GMOs. Real important to find that out, right? You don't want to have GMOs. The thing with GMOs, it allowed you to grow food. You use genetically modified seed that can grow in soil that was never designed to grow in. So it didn't have the right nutrients in it for the food to absorb. It didn't have proper vitamins, minerals. And so that food would come up looking a certain way, tasting a certain way, but it'd be nowhere near as healthy as it was back in 1965. As a matter of fact, I say this quite often if you listen to the show, food was 30 to 80% more nutrient dense back in 1965 than it is now. So they got 30 to 80% more vitamins and minerals from their food than we get today. And so they weren't eating more food, not because they didn't want more food, it's because they didn't need more food, and their innate intelligence told them you don't need to have more food, right? So nowadays we eat mindlessly, and sometimes we're eating because our body's saying you need to have more food, right? get that food. Now, also, they had much more chemicals. We have much more chemicals in our food now. Much more chemicals that make the food addictive, right? MSG, for instance, monosodium glutamate, it tells your body to eat more of that food, right? Tells it that the food tastes better than it actually does. It tricks your brain chemically into believing the food tastes better than it truly tastes. And so you eat more food. Then, you know, there's all sorts of other, you know, flavorings and artificial flavorings, and most of them aren't designed for flavor. They're designed to get you to eat more food. That's the goal. Think if you have a company and you produce food that someone's going to eat. If you have a product that you want someone to use, you want to make it as cheaply as you can make it because there's more profit for you, right? As cheaply as you can make it, and you want the customer to use it more than they would normally use it. Those are the two biggest things that as a company you're making products for people, you want them to use it more than they think they need to, right? And you want to make it as cheaply as possible so you can make more money from every product you sell. And that's what they want to do with the food. That's why they genetically modified and engineered it. It wasn't so they could produce more food. They've been shown tons of research that shows they could produce more food not genetically modifying it. So genetically modifying the food was really about growing it more cheaply, bringing it to market with less expense and making more money. And also the food doesn't decay or rot as quickly as it did in 1965. So if it's sitting on the shelf, it would rot sooner than they need to replace it, and that would cost them more money to do. So it's real interesting once you think about it from a business mindset versus a consumer mindset. So you get this food, and you know, back then they ate food, whatever they're eating. You know, I saw them drinking coffee and eating food when they're in the back patio. They drink a ton of beer. I'll tell you that, drank a ton of beer. And they're nice and thin and healthy and everything. But basically, you know, they're eating different food, different quantities, and it didn't affect them as much. They're much thinner. Another thing I noticed too, they weren't really bloated. Sometimes someone could be thin. You can notice that they're bloated. Their guts descended. They're thicker through their midsection. Everybody was much less bloated back then. So for us, you know, we have to learn something from that. We have to learn why were they less bloated? Why were they less irritated? So over time, when you're eating the wrong food, it definitely messes with your gut. I described in the last segment, it messes with your digestive system. It creates sensitivity, creates a leaky gut, and leaky gut puts particles in your bloodstream, which should not be there, creates irritation, pain, and sensitivity through your entire body, fibromyalgia, right? Everybody knows about fibromyalgia. It creates brain issues. So they're saying a lot of brain issues and plaques in your brain, which a lot of mental health diseases over time, cognitive decline diseases from plaques in your brain. So it comes from food that gets into your bloodstream due to a weakened digestive system. It gets into your brain by going through the blood-brain barrier, and it damages how your brain works. So it's so important to change this, right? It's so important to be healthier. And so the biggest thing I feel, and what I've really discovered by researching this for years and years and years, that we have to do differently is, number one, eliminate the toxins in the food that we're eating. So important not to have those toxins in the food we're eating. That creates disease, sensitivities, tons of issues. So simple things like eliminating oils from seeds, so seed oils, right? Eliminating artificial flavorings. Essentially eat food with one ingredient in it. Apple, banana, orange, steak, chicken, eggs. You know, they don't have extra ingredients in it. Eat them plain as they are. A little salt, a little pepper, maybe some spices or seasonings that are natural. That's all you really need. So the biggest things you have to do is get rid of the sauces, all the extra flavorings, and eat those one ingredient foods. And that's important. Now, secondly, you need to find out, because we're 30 to 80% less nutrition, we have less nutrients in our food, we have to figure out how to get those nutrients into our body. And that's different for everybody, right? Depending on your ethnicity, your sex, your race, whatever it is, and how you're raised, it creates a different nutritional profile for you. And you can just throw supplements, you can throw, you know, a multivitamin in your body, but your body won't be able to use it all. You may have too much of certain things, too little of certain things. You really have to pinpoint it for you. This is the biggest reason why people hold on to weight, because you need to eat more food. And by eating more food, you're going to store more fat in your body, and your body doesn't care about the fat, cares about getting those nutrients to help you be healthier. So think about it. If you ate 2,000 calories a day, your body'd say, you need to go eat more calories because I need more micronutrition, more vitamins and minerals. So you go and eat 3,000 calories because it's about a third more you need to eat to minimally get that 30% back up to 75% more than you're typically eating what your body would need naturally. And so you go find somewhere between 30 to 75% more calories just eat more anything, eat more calories. Your body wants more calories. It gets the nutrients from that food. It helps it be more satisfied in how your body runs internally, but it definitely stores more fat on your body. So working out won't fix that, right? Can help you work better, but you're not going to be able to fix it that way. Just trying to eat healthier, eat less food, it's going to backfire on you because your body's eventually going to say you need more food, so go eat it, right? It's going to say you're going to crave more food, you're going to cave in, and you're going to go eat more food. So you really need to go about it very specifically, have certain testing done with you to find out exactly where you have nutrition deficiencies in your body. And we have a machine that's very good at that. It's a Zyto machine. And you put your hand on this hand cradle and it introduces signals into your body. So these signals are digital, kind of complicated, but digital representations of these resonant frequencies that represent the nutrients that you're missing or the nutrients that you need. So every nutrient has its own vibrational frequency that it's made up by, right? So its own vibrational frequency, almost everything around you is made up of a vibrational frequency. So we've isolated out the specific vibrational frequencies of these nutrients, and we can find out what you need and we can plug them back in, get your body working much better and help you be much leaner, healthier and happier, you know, mentally and physically. So through Hudson Valley Weight Loss, we discovered a really great technology to help you do that. And then afterwards, we have you real healthy food, you're completely satisfied and all your needs are met and everything goes much better. So if you're someone that says, you know, you have extra weight in your body and you just want to try to lose it. I mean, you tried so many different ways. It's almost impossible to go about it traditionally. You really have to figure out where you're nutrient deficient to be healthier. So if you want to figure out how to do that, right? Just, you know, give us a call. And just as I did earlier in the show, the first five people who give us a call, I'm going to do that process for free. $150 normally, but we're going to do it for free, the whole exam process, and then we can figure out how to get you better from there. So just give us a call. The number is 845-897-5677 or 845-897-LOSS. We'll set you up at a time, get you on a schedule, and, you know, map it out, try to make it leaner and healthier. So it's 845-897-5677. Guys, listen, I love you. I appreciate you listening to the show. Please share it with someone else that you know. I want to help. I want to help this be the year that everybody you know gets healthier and we change the health of the people in this country. Take care. Bye-bye.
And you've been listening to Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn. To hear this show again or to recommend it to your friends, visit the podcast page at whud.com. Tune in again next Sunday at 7 a.m. for another edition of Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn, right here on 100.7 WHUD.